From the peripheries to the Vatican. Born in Buenos Aires to working-class Italian immigrants, Jorge Mario Bergoglio's journey to the highest office in the Catholic Church was anything but conventional. Before discovering his vocational calling, he worked as a bouncer, a janitor, and a chemical technician. At the age of 21, a severe bout of pneumonia resulted in the excision of part of his lung. This brush with mortality profoundly shaped his worldview, instilling in him a deep empathy for the frailties of the human condition. Working alongside everyday people in the bustling streets of Argentina, he developed a grounded, street-smart spirituality that would later define his transformative papacy. A little bit of mercy makes the world less cold and more just. Pope Francis. A radical shift in spiritual leadership. Following the unexpected resignation of Pope Benedict XVI in 2013, Bergoglio made history by becoming the first pontiff from the Americas and the first Jesuit to lead the church. He deliberately chose the name Francis to honor Saint Francis of Assisi, the legendary champion of the poor and nature. Immediately, he dismantled the opulent traditions of the Vatican. He refused the luxurious apostolic palace, choosing instead to live in a modest guest house, and famously insisted on paying his own hotel bill. Furthermore, he retained his simple iron pectoral cross, sending an unmistakable message. True spiritual power is rooted in absolute humility and relentless service to the marginalized. His leadership style shattered conventional boundaries and challenged the systemic clericalism within the church. Pope Francis envisioned the church not as an exclusive sanctuary for the righteous, but as a field hospital after battle, rushing to heal the wounded. He demonstrated this radically by washing and kissing the feet of juvenile offenders, including women and Muslims, during the Holy Thursday liturgy. He continuously urged his clergy to step out of their comfortable rectories and acquire the smell of the sheep, demanding a pastoral approach that prioritized messy, real-world compassion over pristine, rigid dogma. "I prefer a church which is bruised, hurting, and dirty because it has been out on the streets, rather than a church which is unhealthy from being confined and clinging to its own security," Pope Francis. Champion of the earth and the vulnerable. On the global stage, Pope Francis emerged as a fierce advocate for environmental preservation. Through his landmark 2015 encyclical, Laudato Si, and subsequent writings, he framed climate change not merely as a scientific crisis, but as a profound moral failing driven by reckless consumerism and the globalization of indifference. He boldly asserted that the destruction of the environment disproportionately punishes the world's poorest populations. His unapologetic critique of trickle-down economics and overdevelopment forced the international community to confront the inconvenient truth that human dignity and ecological sustainability are intrinsically intertwined. Departing from the exclusionary practices of the past, Francis advocated for a radically inclusive society. He famously responded, "Who am I to judge?" when asked about homosexual individuals seeking God, marking a seismic shift in the church's tone regarding the LGBTQ+ community. Under his tenure, he officially revised the catechism to declare the death penalty inadmissible in all cases, committing the Catholic Church to its worldwide abolition. He consistently stood on the front lines for refugees and migrants, labeling their protection a fundamental duty of civilization, and relentlessly fighting against the rising tide of right-wing nationalism and xenophobia. "If someone is gay and he searches the Lord and has goodwill, who am I to judge?" Pope Francis. A legacy of courageous bridge building. Pope Francis wielded his moral authority as a powerful tool for international diplomacy. He played a pivotal behind-the-scenes role in brokering the historic restoration of diplomatic relations between the United States and Cuba. He tirelessly promoted interreligious harmony, becoming the first pope to celebrate Mass on the Arabian Peninsula and signing landmark declarations with Islamic leaders. Even amid the darkest global conflicts, including the wars in Ukraine and Gaza, he remained a steadfast voice for peace, frequently breaking protocol to beg world leaders to silence their weapons and embrace dialogue. Passing away on April 21, 2025, Pope Francis left behind a profoundly transformed Catholic Church. He elevated women to unprecedented decision-making roles within the Vatican and initiated the Synod on Synodality, permanently changing how the Church listens to its faithful. While he faced intense pushback from conservative factions, his legacy remains indestructible. He proved that true greatness is not found in upholding dogmatic fortresses, but in stepping out into the storm to love without conditions. His life serves as an enduring call to action, to build bridges instead of walls, and to live with audacious hope. Let us not allow ourselves to be robbed of hope.